A giving spirit is an essential part of the Christian character. After all, it was Jesus who first said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." For now, we want to focus our attention on what the Scriptures teach about giving in relation to Christian worship. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." We are commanded then to lay by in store upon the first day of the week. That's the same day, according to Acts 20 and 7, that the early church came together to worship. What is the first day of the week? Remember that God created the earth in 6 days, then rested on the seventh day. That seventh day later became known as the Sabbath, which corresponds to our Saturday. If Saturday is the seventh and last day of the week, Sunday is the first day. John called it the Lord's Day in Revelation 1. We meet then to worship and give on Sunday. Someone may ask, which Sundays do I have to do that? If your rent is due the first of the month, which months do you have to do that? Taxes are due April 15th. Do you pay them every April? It is safest to assume that God means for us to give each and every Sunday. Well, secondly, we want to see who this commandment applies to. Notice again from 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store." The phrase "every one of you" means just what it sounds like. Everyone who wants to be pleasing in God's sight will do this. This isn't just something for rich people to do, or maybe the older folks, or just the younger ones, or any other special group. But all Christians are commanded to give. Everyone should do this every week. Now, what is it exactly that we do? The meaning of the Greek word for "lay by" simply means to put down or to lay aside money. That doesn't tell us where to do it, so I can lay by in store at home, can I? Some people believe this is exactly what this verse teaches. Some have concluded that we should just store it up at home. The biggest problem with that reasoning, though, is that Paul said do this so there wouldn't be any gatherings when he came. If everybody was saving up their money at home, what would happen when Paul came to get it? There would have to be a gathering or a collection, wouldn't there? So in order to avoid that, they were supposed to contribute every Lord's Day in the worship. What were they to contribute? How much of their income, and ours for that matter, should go to the Lord? A lot of folks today like to talk about tithing, but I don't find that concept taught in the New Testament. In fact, the word tithe is mentioned only a very few times in the New Testament, and then with reference only to the Mosaic Law. So how much do Christians contribute today? Paul, in writing about the collection, said in 2 Corinthians 9, 6-7, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." To purpose in your heart means to choose for yourself, according to scholars. God doesn't tell us today to give 10% of our income. He wants us to think about it and decide for ourselves what we want to give. But 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2 said to give as God has prospered us. I don't know how we can give in accordance with how we've been prospered or in keeping with our income if it isn't some percentage, do you? The Lord has always expected the very, very best from His people. When animal sacrifices were required, only the finest of the flock or herd was acceptable. Farmers had to give the first fruits, the best of their produce. The people had to give one-tenth of everything they possessed. Do you suppose that God would be pleased with any less than that from us today? Jesus told the apostles regarding spiritual blessings, "Freely ye have received, freely give." And then in Luke 12, verse 48, he said, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required." Surely all of us can say that God has blessed us abundantly. A thankful heart will gladly return a significant portion to him. You know, it's sad to me that there are grown-ups who have jobs and responsibilities and nice clothes and cars and houses, and they eat out and go to ball games, and they're still putting that same dollar bill in the collection basket that their folks used to give them when they were kids. David said one time that he would not offer to the Lord that which cost him nothing. We need to give until it hurts, or at least until we can feel it. But notice this, the only method approved by God for financing the work of the church is free will offerings from His people gathered together for worship on Sunday. You can't find any authority anywhere in Scripture for other types of fundraising efforts. God blesses us, then He expects us as His people to contribute for the work. Now, if that isn't enough to finance the work, then either we're doing more than what God wants us to do, which is unlikely, or God isn't blessing us enough, which is unlikely, or we're not giving enough of what God is blessing us with. God doesn't need us to hold rummage sales and bake sales and have car washes and pancake suppers. He just needs us to contribute of our means to His cause. Now, let's just say a couple of words about how we are to give. We read a moment ago 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, which told us not to do this grudgingly or of necessity because God loves a cheerful giver. We need to understand that the Almighty God who created the universe doesn't need our money. What He wants is our hearts. If we give Him our hearts, then we won't mind giving Him our money also. Paul said the Macedonian churches, even though they were poor, wanted to contribute financially to help others. He said in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 3 through 5, "For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God." They were so poor that Paul tried to talk them out of giving to this cause, but they wouldn't hear of it. They insisted because they had given themselves to the Lord. You know, it's not going to do you any good to drop some money in the collection basket if it annoys you to do so. If you look sadly and longingly at your money as it heads off down the row, then save it. That kind of giving won't help you a bit. We need to joyfully contribute to the spreading of the gospel and to help those that are in need. Finally, I want to ask you today, listener, to take out your Bible and read the verses that we've discussed here. Get a concordance and look up every word you can think of that might relate to this subject. Giving, collection, fellowship, any other word you can think of. Read every passage you can find and see what God says about the subject. Then, let's stand on that together. Let's all do just what the Lord tells us to. Then we'll all be doing the same thing, and we can rest assured that we're doing what our Father wants us to do.